Welcome to the podcast, everybody. As always, this podcast is completely free. So if you want to show any type of support whatsoever, we ask you to do a few things. First, like and share the Facebook page and follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
at Comes Natural Pod.
Head on over to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast so it downloads automatically for you every Friday morning. And with that, we'll start the show. Cody.
Comes naturally, we are.
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show.
Your intro made me fall asleep.
Everybody. Yeah, way to bring excitement to it.
What do you think this is, PBS?
Oh, are we going to show Sherlock?
No, the boring kind of PBS. Like Masterpiece Theater, but not Sherlock Masterpiece Theater.
Fair enough.
Okay.
Like that Downton Abbey bullshit?
No, that's even more exciting than that intro.
It's true. It's true.
And I've never watched that show.
Boom in your face.
Mm, good point.
Anyway, so do we want to just jump into it, what we were doing?
So first things first, we are doing our top five. What?
What?
Nothing. I didn't say anything. Go.
Why are you laughing?
No, you laughed.
It's not important. No.
Obviously, it's not. Top five most anticipated movies for 2016.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have mine in any particular order. So no, if you guys did either. Joe probably didn't either.
Actually, they're in a semi order. They actually are in order.
Start with him then.
They're in order.
Joe, all right. What's your number five?
Number five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's a list without numbers. Number five ends up being Independence Day Resurgence. I love the first one. I want to see the second one.
Yeah, $10 says that movie blows hard dick.
Okay. What?
Swap spit? I want to see, make it official.
What? Swap spit?
from what he said, that's awful. You can't was awful, that. Yeah.
Fine, shake hands if you guys want to be pussies about it.
No,
it's a real wager. I want any of you fucking
no,
back
it's a
it out.
No, it's a matter of opinion because you can't, I mean, what? He's going to say it sucks and I'm going to say it
we'll
was awesome.
We'll go by overall consensus.
Well, no.
Not like Rotten Tomatoes.
No,
wise.
Because it's
no,
a
but
science fiction.
X-Men is overall consensus is amazing.
Yeah, it's a science fiction movie. It's not going to do well. Like, I can already tell you that.
Well, it's going to do money wise. It's going to do awesome.
I don't think so.
Yeah, it maybe.
It doesn't have Will Smith in it.
It's got Jeff Goldblum, though.
Yeah,
it
but
does,
when was the
yeah.
last time that you went, hey,
let's go,
that's
Jeff
Goldblum.
Let's go see that movie.
Holy man.
Most people are going to go, hey, isn't that the guy from those apartments.com commercials?
It's the guy that's like Steve Jobs from the
apartments.com. Is it The Fly? It's The Fly. Is it The Fly?
It's Fly.
It's the second one. No, the one from the second one. Yeah. No, the second one.
The second one.
Because of the sequel to the first one that wasn't the second one.
Cody, what's your number five? Or you want to talk about? I don't know. I don't think. From what I've seen, there's something about the trailer makes me hate this movie, like super, super bad right away.
How?
It's the scene where they're on the moon, and they see the ship crashing into Earth.
But that's so taken out of context.
I know, but that scene looks awful. Just the fact that they're talking and hanging out on the moon.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, but they're just sitting there having a conversation on the moon. It's like, well, fuck you. If you're on the moon, you're supposed to be doing something important. Like, bad things are about to happen. Be fucking
urgent. You know what astronauts did on the moon? They played golf.
They weren't fucking about...
Did they get the ball off the moon? Like, did it leave the moon? Oh, what happened to that thing? Did they kill a small town in, like, Indonesia somewhere?
It just
somewhere?
Went. You just,
they hit it away from Earth, though, right? Because it'd
it's
be
not
fucked
gonna,
up.
No, it would... Even if somehow it went to Earth, it's too small. It'd burn up in the atmosphere, and just you would be like, "Oh, you wouldn't even probably see it actually." But if you could,
I'm like goes through a fucking satellite or something.
What's the smallest thing we could throw at Earth from the moon that would make it?
Well, anything small that you can throw, it's all about
no,
velocity.
No, it would make it though.
No, and it's like, all. It, oh, like, you mean like you mean like through up. The atmosphere?
Yeah, and like actually land on somebody's head, like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
It would depend on the material.
How many layers of duct tape do I have to wrap a penny in to hit the Earth?
Probably a lot.
Do we have that much?
If one of us wins the lottery, we might.
Yeah,
exactly. We're gonna do. Hey, NASA.
Hey.
I spent $800 million.
Elon Musk, I got a question for you. If I bring a penny and a shit ton of duct tape, can we launch one of them rockets up there and throw this sumbitch down? No? I'm crazy? You're calling police? That seems fair.
Yeah.
I bought the police.
I am the police. Oh, I'm not? You called my bluff. All right, fair enough.
Okay, goodbye.
But I don't know. For some reason, it's just because it's so patriotic, that speech that he gives from the first movie in this second movie is just so, it hits you with that like, oh my God, this is fucking awesome, and then it cuts out just before he gets to the end.
I'm gonna say and something.
The cool shit that you see, the ships and everything, and you knew that in that world that the aliens could always come back, so this is the, you know, what would happen if, and that's what I want to see.
I'm going to say something that, one, if your favorite part, and I've said this before, if your favorite part of the trailer is a speech from the first movie.
No, that's not my favorite part. I like a bunch of different parts. I said the
but I will also say fucking awesome. That I think that speech is hacky and shitty.
I think you're hacky and shitty.
I think that was my least favorite part of the first movie.
How is that your least favorite part?
There's something about the way, I don't know. I think
he's
it was
a Trump supporter.
Ugh, gross. Don't say that. Don't put that out in the world.
Hey, I'm not the one to put the bumper sticker on my car.
Nah, I don't put bumper stickers on my car.
You don't till now.
Until now. I don't, honestly, no, I never liked that speech for some reason. Every time I've listened to it, because I've seen the first movie countless times, obviously. But I don't know. I just, every time it comes on, I'm like, nah, not very good acting, or like, you're just, I don't know if it was the speech itself or the way he delivered it. I never liked it. The rest of the movie's dope as fuck, though.
I don't know who you are. I loved it. It's awesome.
What do you think about that speech? Do you think it was?
I mean, I don't feel strongly either way.
But
it's not like it made me hate the movie or anything. It's just every time I hear it, I'm like, kind of lame. Not the best delivery. Not the best speech.
Fair enough. All right.
All right. Whatever.
Also, he's not the greatest actor.
Not calling him a great actor.
He's not a good actor either.
Bill Pullman.
Pullman.
Was he in Aliens?
It was a joke.
Was he in Twister?
Was he in Terminator?
Wasn't he?
Was he in Predator 2?
Wasn't he? You don't know that. So go fuck yourself.
Actually, we do know.
For a fact.
What are you trusting IMDb? Because you know
and
they're
the
wrong.
And the fact that I've seen all those movies he listed?
Multiple times?
Yeah, but you didn't see him.
Oh. He was such a good character actor because he played someone else's character as
Word.
Them.
Exactly.
Word life.
Word life.
So, what's your number five, Cody?
We'll just pick one. We'll go with TMNT, Out of the Shadows.
Respectable. Because I'm looking forward to it as well.
So am I.
It's on my list.
Again, I
the reason I put it on there is because I really, really want to see how they play the retroized characters like Rocksteady and Bebop. We've seen them, obviously, in the trailer now, but I want to see how they actually play them.
Mm-hmm.
Like how... Because I really want, like, the one thing, and I think we talked about this before, that, like, I wanted out of the first one was outlandishness. Like, I want huge, stupid, you know what I mean?
You wanted the fact that they now have two mutants that are a rhino and a warthog.
Yeah, exactly.
And
like,
you
I
didn't
want
get
that
in the first movie.
Yeah, like, the first one, they fought against dudes. They didn't, like, you know, it was... The most outlandish part, I guess, would really be the sliding down the hill with the truck thing. Like, that's fun. Like, to me, that's what I wanted.
Or
you
they
know?
Found out that they're bulletproof.
Yeah, that part was pretty fun, too. Yeah. But, like, that whole, like, sequence, like, when they're, like, kicking ass and taking names and they're going down there and, like, slinging one after the other with Donnie's bow and then, like, one, like, Leo gets knocked out so they have to, like, grab him and he's, like, you know, all this, like, crazy stuff. Like, that's, like, what was I liked about the cartoon back in the day.
Yeah.
So, like, when I saw in the trailer... at the end when, like, you see Mikey on, like, a tire, and then you see Raph come by and grab him.
Yeah.
And, like, then you realize that out of the back is, like, the tank coming out with Rocksteady in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just, like, and then just fires the cannon. I was like, dude, like, yes.
Yeah.
Like, I'm super excited to see Krang.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully the leak of the toys shows us that they're actually going to make him look like the crazy one from the cartoon.
That'd be awesome.
With the Technodrome and the eyeball on top, and, like, Krang's in this, the Krang outfit, you know, with he's inside the belly, and it's just, like, this fat dude that, you know, like, for no reason. Like, I don't know why they didn't pick a robot the first time, but it's just, like, this weird fat dude with the weird slitted glasses, like... Mm-hmm.
He looks. He always reminded me a mix between Hulk Hogan and Sloth.
Okay.
Yeah, with less hair.
Yeah,
a lot less. So hair like that. There.
Well, Sloth had hair.
He, no, yeah.
And Hogan
but,
now
but
has almost as much hair. As Sloth.
The Krang thing is bald. So
yeah.
But yeah, the glasses always got me because they were just a little slit.
I mean, obviously,
so
he didn't need
what?
Those to see.
No, but it
but
was
like it's just like why doesn't he have eyes?
But yeah, like the other thing that got me about that, it was like it's a. Human android thing like
but if like if you were like I always took when I was young is like that was a disguise, so if he needed to go up top he would
just
put
a shirt
clothes,
on
like yeah
pants
well no just a like shirt really because he has the Speedo diaper thing you know with the metal belt but, like if he's walked up there I can imagine but like it was like waddled you know what I mean like it didn't it wasn't very articulate like it is in the newer cartoon because they're like all crazy robots but like this it's just like I just imagine him throwing on like I don't know like a flower t-shirt or something, you know, like a hula shirt or whatever.
Well, it's like the turtles always disguised in just a trench coat and a hat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like those wraps,
like that was some sort of disguise. Yeah.
It's like, huh, that dude's fucking huge.
Huge.
And the trench coat like stopped at their knees, so
right.
You can still see the
toes.
Yeah. Fucking,
yeah.
It's like dude's got fucked up legs.
Hands give it away too. Always wearing the masks.
Yeah.
Always.
No matter what. Now they're taking it off with like a better disguise, like oh
Superman?
Huh. Man, I thought for a second that was a giant Ninja Turtle, but it's just a giant turtle. It's fine.
That's not alarming.
Yeah, it's
Ninja
fine.
Turtles, fucking frightening.
Yep.
Right?
Turtles.
Not so frightening. Know. Unless they're snapping ones. Then.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Like that, like the one from the second movie?
Yep.
Secret of the Ooze. Yeah, I'm really excited about that just because I wanted them to just push the limits. That's what the Transformer movies kind of like always let me down is like it just didn't get to that ridiculousness. Well, except for the end of
well,
the fourth
it,
one.
Well,
was...
it did get to the ridiculousness, but I think it went off
the wrong
direction.
The wrong ridiculousness. I want the, like that over the topness. Like I want those movies like we had action movies in the '80s.
Yeah.
Where you know like fucking a hand thrown buzzsaw kills somebody.
Yeah.
Not just mildly hurts them because it gave them a bruise and might have nicked their skin a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm throwing Commando out there.
Yeah.
You know. A dude can hold another dude who's squirming off the side of a cliff with no fucking problem.
Yeah.
Arnie's fucking buff, but Commando Arnie. Yeah, come on now. Where he tackles that one dude through the wall, like, and they both have no problem getting up. It's like, well, you just... That's a wall. Maybe not a load-bearing
poorly
wall.
Poorly built wall.
Yeah. I mean, it's in a shitty motel, but, like, still, like...
Thin walls.
You would think that would daze you a wee bit. You know what I mean? Like
that was honestly probably the most realistic thing in any 80s action movie.
Fair enough.
Yeah, so.
But yeah, that's what I want out of it, so that's why it's on my listy list.
Yeah, it's on my list, too.
This isn't exact order of like 5, 4, you know, but I mean, I would say of the ones on my list, that is the bottom of those ones.
Not necessarily for me, but since we just talked about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Ninja Turtles.
What's your fifth? What's number five?
We'll say Ninja Turtles too.
Okay. Well. All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Joe.
Number four. Batman v Superman.
Yeah.
Dawn of Justice.
Yeah.
I know it's not on Cody's list. I really
spoilers.
Want
the fuck, man?
To see.
Now that people aren't even listening anymore.
Yeah.
Let's just turn it off.
I'm sorry.
Fucking.
Now they won't get the code to the special prize at the end of the episode.
Ah.
Way to Crystalia, everybody.
I'm sorry, guys.
Get in, let's go ahead.
I messed up. No, I mean, I'm really interested in seeing where this movie goes. And that's really it. From the trailers, it looks like it's going to be action-packed. I know it's a lot of people are downplaying it, I guess.
Well,
shitting on it, really.
The people who are shitting on it are like, it's giving too much away. And I'm like...
Doesn't really give
it
much away.
It really looks like everything action-y is coming from one, maybe two scenes. You know, like,
well, that and what? How were they going to surprise us?
No, they weren't.
Were they going to surprise? Oh my God, Batman's actually Superman's real dad. Like, you're not going to surprise us anyway. You know what I mean? No. Like, We're not in it. Comes out. We're not in it to be surprised by it.
We want to see it in live action for the
like
first
Man
time.
Of Steel.
Like, that's what.
Were you surprised by anything that had happened? Well, other than him snapping Zod's neck, but were you surprised by anything that happened in Man of Steel? Were you like, oh my god, like I didn't see that coming? Like
Kevin Costner died. What?
Like, yeah, exactly. It's dumb. Like if you're thinking like, oh, they're giving it away in the trailers, it's like, well,
And I always go back to. Snyder's a really good director.
Yeah.
And like, come on, like give the guy a little bit more credit until like he screws the pooch on one of these big movies. Like let's give him a little bit of credit. Like I loved Man of Steel. Thought Man of Steel was fucking awesome. I really like Sucker Punch. Sucker Punch was really weird. People didn't like it because it was weird and out there.
It was a really good
but
movie.
It's exactly what he wanted to make, and it's exactly what people who are excited to see it wanted to see. You know what I mean? So until, like I said, until Snyder fucks something up really bad, I'm going to go ahead and assume he knows how to fucking cut a trailer and not give everything away in 3 minutes worth of footage. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I'm not a huge fan of the Gal Gadot thing, but... we'll see what happens, and maybe it'll actually be something good. And even the Doomsday model.
She was an Israeli soldier.
She was.
Like, that's...
that's something there.
Yeah, like, that's real, like, badassery street cred, even though, like, that you at least know she has to handle herself very well.
You know,
fairly well. Physically doesn't quite fit the bill. But... again, I'm not too concerned with that.
Right.
More so that, like, and to be 100% honest, I'm not watching this movie for fucking Wonder Woman either.
No.
You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I watched the Wonder Woman movie for Wonder Woman. I won't watch.
Chris Pine.
I'm watching this movie, like you're probably going to say, Batman versus Superman.
Yeah.
I want to see that. Yeah. Even though that's probably like the first 30 minutes of the film from what we hear, that's what I want to see. And I'm sure that there's going to be an awesome story behind it if it's anything like the Man of Steel, because I love that story behind it. And I will say I am not a big Superman fan just because he's so super powerful, but that movie right there, because of the story behind him, because now you're understanding
him.
Yeah,
Superman well.
Yeah, you're understanding why he doesn't use his powers so much. And I hope that translates over to this movie. Who is the same guy writing this one as wrote Man of Steel?
Goyer,
maybe.
Right?
Yeah, I think it was Goyer.
Yeah, I'm looking up.
But no, that's coming from Zack Snyder. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a great story.
Yeah, and what I'm most excited about is like, yeah, you get Batman versus Superman finally live action, which is something that comic nerds and people who just enjoy comic book movies
have
kind of been wanting to see for years and years now. So that's pretty cool. But I'm more interested because that last trailer, I really liked the interaction between Clark Kent and Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
So I'm really interested to see how like that goes, the actual dialogue and the.
I hope we figure out who Bruce Wayne is. Like, I want to know who he plays.
You know.
Green Lantern, maybe?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yes, to answer your question, David Goyer and Chris Terrero, who was the one that wrote Argo, they both wrote. Like, so he took over after Goyer's main one, and they wanted some changes made.
So even at his worst, Goyer is still a really good writer.
He wrote Cyborg. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
How fucking dope is that? People just are like, oh no, I'm not watching Batman vs Superman anymore. I'm excited about the two characters interacting.
Some people may think you're talking about Cyborg,
like the character Cyborg, not the old movie.
Cyborg, because we're talking about comics. Like, already they know who wrote the movie.
Oh my god, I didn't even know they casted him.
They did actually cast him,
but you're Cyborg. Also talking about the
that was his first screenplay.
The Van Dammes,
how weird is that?
It is pretty weird.
You know what
he's actually
also wrote?
Got some really weird.
Technically, kinda wrote
what?
Nick Fury, Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's not happy that got made.
No.
Because they changed his script a lot, and he tried to not.
They made
him
Nick
a writing
Fury
script.
White.
Oh, what a weird thing. Yeah, anyway.
They cast David Hasselhoff.
So, yeah.
Batman, you know he's not good without a cocking car or hot bitches running in slow motion?
A cocking car?
Talking car?
Yeah, you said cocking car. I said talking nope. car. Rewind it.
Play it back.
Oh, okay.
All right, Cody, you're number four.
We'll pick... we'll say Doctor Strange. Number four. Just because the other three are solid higher pick. On the list, yeah.
Doctor Strange is on my total list here.
But not on your top five.
But not actually in my top five. I really want to see it, but there's just so many other movies out this year that are... I really want to see more.
The only reason this is on my top five... Originally, it wasn't. Only reason why is because I want to see, again, how fantastical it'll get, because they are playing in the world of magic and the astral planes and all that fun stuff.
Right.
I want to see if they can pull off being out there and crazy, because it may be the first stumbling block in the one in the like batting 1,000 so far.
Yeah.
Like, well, I know we've said it before, they've got to stumble, but like this one.
But we said the same thing about Guardians.
Yeah, but this one's like,
because you started that sentence with the same thing of like, this one is this, and you know.
Well, I'm not saying this is the one. I'm just interested to see if this could be the one, because it is very bizarre. Like Guardians definitely
was very bizarre.
Yeah, there's a fucking talking tree and a raccoon in it.
Right. You know what I mean, like, and but that was the complaint then, was like, it's. But this is like, people going to understand that it's a talking tree and raccoon and just accept it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but like the thing, like what I'm really like kind of interested in seeing is how it plays out, because it could be a good movie, but is it going to be up like on par with the other ones? Even surprised, like how well Ant-Man did, should have done better, but that's okay. But like it's I'm interested to see if it has that Marvel magic behind it, pun intended, I guess, or if it's just enough. They're doing too much to it to make it not as good. You know what I mean? Like, they're just trying too much. Not saying like, oh, they jumped a shark, but like,
no, you're saying they're trying too hard to
do something
to
different.
Do something different, and they just completely missed the which, point or the boat.
Of, which I don't want it to happen, because I like Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. And I like a lot of people that are in it. I just think it could be a weird, too weird for it, is what I should, I guess I'm looking for.
Well, because it's Doctor Strange. It's magic and stuff like that.
Yeah. So it'd be interesting to see, because, like, are they going to have a wizard battle at the end?
Well, they very well could. I mean,
And is it going to be, like, you know, it's like, because a lot of his stuff, like, he fights the mystical, but like it's astral plane stuff where like he leaves his body and they fight with their minds and weird stuff like that. You know what I mean? So like, it'd be interesting to see. Like,
well, I'm
talking like shadow kind of weird. You know what I mean?
Shadow.
The Shadow.
Oh, The Shadow. I love that movie.
I do too. But like you know, weird that was at the end when they're fighting with like the wills of their brains and stuff, and like the buildings kind of manipulating around and that kind of stuff. Like, I'm not saying it's gonna be that weird, but like that's. Could be where it's at, you know what I mean? But sorry. I'm just saying.
Let's go watch that movie. I love that movie. And then we can watch Phantom.
I love Phantom.
Nah.
What?
God. How about the cartoon show Phantom? Did you ever watch it? Phantom 2044?
Yeah.
I love that show, too.
It was not good.
It wasn't good, but I watched it.
I watched it.
Wasn't there also a Shadow cartoon show? I want to say there was that I watched.
Maybe.
Huh. But anyway, so I was going to ask, is Constantine in, he's going to be in?
Constantine's DC.
Oh, wait, yeah.
He was in Arrow.
Arrow, that's what it was.
That already happened.
Yeah, I was thinking.
And he was amazing in Arrow.
Yeah.
He was in Arrow twice, technically.
Yeah.
But once was like a real quick, and then.
Who was it that Doctor Strange teams up with? I mean, obviously, they do a lot of team ups in those.
Doctor Strange is mostly just by himself, really.
Hmm. All right.
Yeah. So, Mike? I got Doctor Strange. What's your number four, Mike?
We'll go Jungle Book.
Because of that crazy shirtless guy.
Tarzan.
That's not why.
The crazy kid, you mean? Shirtless kid?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's check it. Makes it even worse. Creepier, yeah.
No.
Why are you being creepy, Mike?
When I first heard about it, I was like, nah, I don't want to see this. But I really like Jon Favreau a lot. And then and I'm just strictly going off of a teaser trailer because that's all we've had at this point. And plus, like, a little clip where you saw, what's the ape's name?
King Louis.
He's fucking huge. And I saw that, I was like, oh, shit. But just the teaser trailer where Scarlett Johansson's talking. Narrating it. But talking to the kid. Fucking space on everyone's name. This is a really, really well done.
Shere Khan? No, not Shere Khan.
Poe's the kid's name.
Poe? No.
Mowgli. Mowgli's the kid's name. Yeah. I was trying to think of the snake's name. I just suddenly spaced out.
All of them too. But not in mainly, like, again, because I like Jon Favreau a lot, so I kind of trust in him to be cool. And then just the fact that Bill Murray does a voice in it, for if he's gonna do an animated voice, like, this is definitely not Garfield.
And then Bullock.
Yeah, but Baloo would be, like, the coolest for him to do. And from what we've seen in the teaser trailer so far, it looks fantastic. So that's the real reason. It's more just, like, curious to see how they pull it off, but kind of excited because it could be awesome. It could fucking be awful, but...
I'm looking forward to it as well. It didn't make my top five, but it made my top whatever number that I did. Ka. Wrote it down. Ka. That's what it is. Yeah, that's what it was.
I knew. I saw. I could hear the gears grinding.
And it's huge too.
Because I'm sitting there naming off every single animal name that I know. The only other ones I can't think of are the elephants.
But the voice cast is pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, the voice cast is ridiculous. My only problem, but it's not really a problem, is every time I see the trailer, I just sit there and go, are they going to start singing? Like, I have the Disney version so ingrained in my head, and I'm sure most people do. That's where they were introduced to the Jungle Book.
They're going to sing Bare Necessities, though.
Well, because they whistle it there.
Are they going to sing at all, though?
But then you get the part where you have the interdiction of King Louis, and he does the whole entire song about, like, I want to be like you.
I don't think they'll do that.
I'm like,
Christopher Walken doing it? Is that who plays King Louis?
I want to
our voices
be like you.
Jesus. Nah, I don't think they'll go full musical, but they're going to do Bare Necessities.
Whoa, sure. Hey. Pizza how ready? About you turn that shit off?
I have to take this. I'll keep talking.
Okay.
Hello?
He just talks into the microphone. Hello?
Hello? Ow,
I'm sorry.
This is the worst movie.
This is... gonna be awful. Cody just took off with his phone. Anyway.
So yeah. That's what I wanna see.
Do you wanna... our next one would have been Cody. Let me see. Let me look at his list. Hold on.
No, it would have been you. You would have been number three.
Oh,
you have to show.
Right, I'm number three now. Okay.
Yeah, so what's your number three, Joe?
My number three is actually Rogue One.
Oh yeah.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that, or
no, it's on my list too. But it's like, we know the ideal. Of course, Rogue One is the Star Wars universe movie that takes place between Episode 3 and Episode 4.
Yeah,
and it's basically the story of how the Rebels stole the plans of the Death Star that would eventually lead to Luke blowing up the Death Star in Episode 4. So. With that being said, that's all we know about it.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some pictures of the cast because they're filming now. But because it's Star Wars and Disney, we're not going to get anything else out of it at all.
No.
But with just knowing that, yeah, I totally want to fucking see it, dude.
Oh, like, hell yeah.
Because in my head, I'm thinking we get Vader in that.
I'm kind of on the edge about that. Like, I don't know if I really want to see Vader in it. I kind of want to see, like, something that is totally outside of what we know of Star Wars. Like, obviously, it's in that setting, but I don't necessarily want... I have no, like, desire to see the old characters in there. The only part that I kind of want to see is, like I've said before, is at the end where they meet up with Leia, but even though it's not actually Carrie Fisher... You know, she's a little too old to be playing herself in younger. Yeah. But that's really it. I imagine this, what if this was more like a, kind of like what Marvel's doing, where they have the one movie that is more like a spy movie, you know, yeah. Captain America. Because
this is supposed to be a heist movie. Like exactly. A straight heist movie.
Exactly. So that's kind of what I want to see.
Okay, but here's what makes me think we're going to get a Vader. Is they're looking for, because there's not a lot of shooting time left for Rogue One.
Oh, like hell no.
It's pretty much done or real close to being done at this point.
Yeah.
But they want to throw in young Han Solo into this to just a cameo so we can see him before, because next year's one-off movie is supposed to be young Solo's movie.
Yeah.
So and that time frame is fine, you know. So yeah, that's cool. And the short list has been released. This is how you know it's like a real thing. Is like Disney is actually
actively seeking actors.
Yeah, actively seeking out people. Most notable on the list is James Franco's little brother.
I can't think of his name.
Wait for it.
Last name's probably Franco.
Yeah, last name's Franco. The one in... Anyway, I can't remember his name. Miles Teller is on the short list, which, you know, I don't know if I like that one at all.
Yeah.
But the one that's really intriguing to me is Scott Eastwood.
Yeah.
Son of Clint Eastwood. And doppelganger for young Clint Eastwood.
In the right light.
So
in the right light, you're like,
and the right is that Clint situation.
Eastwood? Yeah.
So just the ideal that they're gonna put a young Solo in it. I thought
myself. Sorry.
Don't do that. Hey, welcome back, Cody.
Yeah, sorry.
Pizza ready?
No, that was my mom. She had to bring my dad to the hospital.
Oh.
So thanks, guys.
What?
I just hope you had to take it, and you're like,
"Rrr." Well, you didn't say it was your mom taking your dad to the hospital. You just said, "I gotta take this."
Yeah, so just talk amongst yourselves. It was no big deal.
Don't say thanks, guys, like, you know, like we're being dicks or something.
Yeah, you know, kind of. Okay. What are we talking about?
Whatever.
I heard something about Rogue One.
Yeah, that's what is next on his list, number 3.
I got that one. Again, no order, so I guess. That can be number 3, I guess.
Yeah.
Mike on that one. Didn't have a number, so yeah, it'd be interesting to see, because it's supposed to be like a in between the gap of in between Revenge of the Sith and A New Hope. So having him in there, I just hope he's not a big focus in it, mainly because at that point he's not and steeped into it until into A New Hope. You know what I mean? I mean, obviously he's going to cross paths with some of those people, but he's kind of stayed away from the Resistance or Rebels at that point.
So well, they stated they just kind of want to cameo him.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So I hope they don't like
roll him into it. And just so basically we could see him and it'll get people excited, because that's supposed to be next year's in between Star Wars.
So it's 2018.
Well, the next in between one. Sorry. So after the next actual,
which is weird, has like, it's a strange date too. It's like May of 2018, which I thought was weird.
Yeah,
because I mean,
yeah, otherwise it's all been December. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, it's only like, you know, 6 months after.
You think they're gonna start pumping out 2 a year like Marvel does?
Could be.
That'd be a lot.
Because like that one, and that's the anthology ones are. I don't want to say solo movies, but the first one is a Han Solo movie. But they're aiming to make those more of the character ones. So based around a character versus a revolving story, like a Star Wars story is. So.
All right. So what's your next one?
What will Mike say? I mean, technically, I made my 3. So.
Yeah, I'll just. Oh, say that was yours. One. Okay. Because that was on my list as well.
Okay.
So 2.
So 2. TMNT.
All right. So
out of the shadows.
That was quick.
Yep.
What do you want to see from it if you didn't already tell us?
I pretty much already told you.
Okay. I guess my next one, I can't know. I don't know which one I want to make. This one, two or one, but I guess I'll make Captain America: Civil War will be my number two. Obviously, again, it's not like this one. To me, was kind of like the reason I didn't put Batman v Superman on my list. Not because I don't want to see it, like I do. It was like in my list of stuff where I narrowed it down to five. But with that movie, like, I want to see it, but I'm not like, oh, what's, you know, how's this gonna work, pan out, blah blah blah. Like, I believe Zack Snyder is gonna do a good job. I'm just not as anticipated. Like, this doesn't, I don't have the anticipation as much as I do this, because like this, there's so much more. Like, so much is gonna change with this movie. Going to the future movies, like, I'm kind of excited to see it. You know what I mean?
This is also on my list, but, you know, okay, fine with mine too. The reason this one's on my list is because the amount of change that's going to happen with this is, it's almost equal to the first Avengers movie. Because yeah. We've had all the build up to the first Avengers, and we just wanted to see them all team up and blow shit up together, and we got that. And then everybody else had their another standalone. And then we got the second Avengers, and we're like, oh, okay, you know, that's more of the same. It's still cool, but I think it's not as cool. This is the one where everything's going to start taking a new turn. And so that's what makes it really interesting, is we're going to probably lose some characters. We're definitely going to get new ones. You know, Spider-Man. Just the idea that Spider-Man is actually, for, you know, any comic book fan... but also realize what, you know, how certain properties were owned by certain movie studios. And yeah. You kind of knew we were never going to get, I didn't think we would ever get Spider-Man in any of these Marvel movies.
No.
And the fact that Sony was like, we fucked up so bad. Please help us.
Please help us out.
Is kind of awesome. So yeah, so that's why I'm excited about this one, because like Cody said, there's a lot of change that hinges on this movie, and we don't know where the other movies are going. We have really no clue as of right now.
Mm-hmm.
And after Civil War, we'll have a better idea,
yeah,
of what's going to happen. We won't know what's going to happen, but we'll know what direction they're going in and with what characters. So it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah. That ended up actually being the number one on my list, which, because I told you guys before that once I had made my number one, because the process that I go through for doing this is I started at the beginning of the year and I was like, yes, I want to see this movie. And then just went on to the next one. Do I want to see this one more? Do I want to see it less than this one? And that just kind of works its way out from there. And that's why I told you guys that my top five seemed weird to me, because there's a lot more other movies, like Deadpool didn't even make my top five, but it is a movie that I would really want to see. But, you know, Captain America, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Rogue One, Batman vs. Superman, Independence Day. Once that went as my top five, it just seemed like a weird collection of movies.
Yeah. But, I felt when I was trying to come up with the grouping of five, I was like, oh, they're all comic book movies for the most part. And I didn't want to do that, but and
I ran into the stuff like that too, because that, like, I really wanted to include some comedies and stuff on there.
Yeah.
Which was really, yeah. You know, I mean, it seemed, like you said, it seemed like it was too many comic book movies, yes, or like super action movies or stuff like that. Because there were some other comedy movies that, like Hail Caesar, yes, looks absolutely hilarious, yeah, from the one trailer that I've seen. The Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, I want, yeah, to see it. I mean, it's got Tina Fey.
Tina Fey, know, actually acting too, not, yeah, just like a goofball comedy.
So it should be
like,
really, so, good. Or even, what was some of the Keanu? I know nothing about that movie.
Which one?
Keanu. I knew nothing about that movie. Literally, I was going through the list, and from what I had heard, it might not actually even release this year. But I was going through the list, and I'm like, oh, Keanu. It's like Keanu Reeves. I'm like, is it some sort of weird biopic of Keanu Reeves? No. it stars Key and Peele. Mm. And from that point, I was like, I don't know what this movie is, but I want to see it.
In my head, when you said it, I was like, oh, it's a sequel to Being John Malkovich. Right? Only this time, it's being Keanu. Which, like, let's be honest, I would pay to see that movie.
I would, too.
Twice.
Who wouldn't?
Because Being John Malkovich was fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And Keanu Reeves is kind of fucking nuts.
Oh, yeah.
He actually would be the perfect actor to do the second one. Like, if they were to ever do that style of movie again. Yeah.
Being John Malkovich to Keanu Harder.
Keanu Harder. Yeah. But yeah, and we'll, because Cody had to step out again, so we'll, there's a shit ton on my list as well that I want to see, but it's really hard knocking that down because, I mean, there's like The Nice Guys, there's the new Tarzan, which... From the stills that I saw, I was like, oh, that looks like shit from the still pictures. But when I watched the trailer, I was like, that looks fucking intense. So I want to see that. I want to see Deadpool. I want to see, like, there's all these movies I want to see, but it's really hard to
narrow them down to.
So it's just, like, personal. Like, I'm going to see there's so many movies.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're going to see so many goddamn movies this year.
I don't even know how long this list is, but there's other ones on there.
I mean, there's Star Trek. The new Star Trek's coming out this year.
Yeah,
Star Trek movies. Mm-hmm. So, and the only reason that one didn't make my list is because the first trailer's kind of weird.
It is, but, like,
and it still made my list. I'm still going to fucking watch the movie. Hail Caesar. I really want to see the George Clooney Coen Brothers movie.
The Magnificent Seven, if it actually comes out this year.
How fucking dope. I've been saying for
a long time that you wanted to see a remake. I wanted to see a
Magnificent Seven movie. Yeah. And then they nailed it. I'm not even sure who else is in it, but just the fact that Denzel and Chris Pratt is in it, I'm like, sold.
Yeah.
They could just call it The Magnificent Two, and I'd be okay with it at this point because that movie's going to be fucking dope. It would be
magnificent.
Yeah. Those two guys would be dope. But yeah, so there's a lot of good ones. Let's see.
I didn't know Jack Reacher was doing a sequel.
Jack Reacher's get a sequel.
I read that and I was like,
Tom Cruise could make his only box office hits the last few years have been the Mission Impossible movies. Do you think he's got any juice left in him for something that's non-franchise, you know?
I don't. Well, for non-franchise?
Non that franchise.
Oh, not Jack that Reacher's, franchise. Because I was going to say, it seems like he's turning. Yeah.
But Jack Reacher's not really.
It's not franchise. It didn't really
do that much. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was honestly surprised they were making a sequel for it. But
I would say, yeah. He's got enough into him. He's going to keep.
I thought Edge of Tomorrow should have done better than it did. So that's not on him. The Live, Die, Repeat one.
Oh, yeah. I haven't actually seen it yet. It's literally sitting on my dresser.
It's right there. I feel like this is like the third time this movie's been brought up in the last year that you've been like, oh yeah, I want to see it.
I'm getting closer because like the first time, yeah, exactly. The first times that I didn't see it were when it's in the theaters, and now I haven't seen it, but I own it on Blu-ray and it's right there. Like I can see it right there on my dresser. It's in front of my TV, so I have to like. Because it's on top of like a stack of Blu-rays on top of my TV, in front of my TV, I have to, move the remote around off to the side to
do work.
Yeah, to change physically channel. Move.
Back in my day, we had to get up to change the channel. Blah blah blah.
Grumpy. I want to change it to channel 55. Crap. I go over here 50. Damn it.
555.
Fuck. Yeah, I know. Goddamn Insignia TVs.
Why didn't you register the first time?
That literally is the story of my TV. 500. What?
Can we stop for a second? You're watching TV on I don't say a shitty Insignia, because Insignias are actually pretty decent for the price. Why are you still watching that TV when you literally have one of the best on the market TVs available? In your house, just sitting in a box. Explain to the people what you have waiting for you to unbox and hang up.
Actually, it's unboxed. It's hung up. It works.
Where?
It's in the living room.
Oh, so you actually put it up in the living room? You weren't greedy with it?
No, there's no way that I could fit that. We need to say it's the 65-inch OLED LG TV, the 9600, the curved screen. It's beautiful.
4K like a motherfucker.
4K, 3D. I don't even know the rest of the stats because I stopped after that.
And then you have to, like, you can watch that in the living room, but then you have to go to what size?
32 inch, I think it is. Might 32. Be a 40 inch at most. That's kind of stretching it.
My number one is Deadpool. Where are we? I don't know where we're at.
Shut up.
Yeah. Hold on. Musical chairs.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
He's not away from me.
But the fact that you can go from one of the best TVs available on the market while you're in the living room to literally a TV that I have in a spare bedroom that I never watch is goddamn heartbreaking.
You know what's worse about that is that I don't get the HD cable box in my room because we're Cox Communications. So I'll go to watch a hockey game or something, and it's like super letterboxed because they do the whole thing where it's an HD signal, so it's letterboxed, but then they do the 4:3 stuff, so it's like letterboxed on the sides as well. So bad. I'm like, this 32 inch TV just basically turned into a 19 inch widescreen.
That's the worst. I had earlier in the basketball season, I was trying to watch a Phoenix Suns preseason game. Mm-hmm. And it was streaming online, but my satellite wasn't hooked up at the time, so I couldn't get it on my TV. So I had to stream it from my iPad to my TV. So my 55-inch TV turned into a fucking 30-something shitty fucking resolution, awful TV to watch the game. And the Suns are fucking awful, so it was a huge mistake.
Maybe
anyway.
Even worse.
So the signal so you grainy. Watched was as good as the Suns.
Yeah, shitty.
Actually, it might have been better.
Maybe.
The Suns suck because we're trying to get it.
Heart-wrenching.
What are we talking about?
I'm going to go back to watching hockey.
We started Captain America Civil War.
No. Oh, speaking, I wanted to bring this up. We talked about the toy spoilers on this before, like we did earlier with the Teenage Mutant Turtles. Did you see the big one for this movie that Lego accidentally gave away in the
Lego
Germany?
Doesn't accidentally give it away.
Oh no, this one was.
They just put their Lego dick out. And be like,
no, this was like Lego.
Because there was the whole Millennium Falcon thing too, and that turned out to
that not wasn't a Lego be. One though. That was a Hasbro or something.
But still, didn't turn out to be anything.
Yeah. No, this is like this is, I mean, something we kind of all wish for, but like kind of was hinted at in a way at the end of Ant-Man, but in a German catalog that was not shipped out, it was actually just pictures were taken of it before anything was announced, is Giant Man Lego. So we have a chance to see Giant Man in Civil War.
That's interesting.
Which is dope. And it's cool because he looks like a Lego minifig.
Is he going
to
die right away?
What?
Is he going to die instantly?
Why would he die?
Didn't he die in the...
No, he's alive. He's the one that's led to almost everyone's death, though. Many times over.
Yeah. He sucks. Yeah. They should kill him off.
But that's.
Can you imagine if they Hank just show him walking through the city and then bam, dead? Like
what killed him?
Civil War.
They gave him a Quicksilver.
In
treatment.
Civil War, they created giant men, and one of them was shot through the midsection by a clone of Thor, wielding Mjolnir, who's somehow. The clone was able to hold the hammer, but he shot a giant lightning bolt through a giant man's stomach, but it wasn't Hank Pym or Scott Lang. But if you don't know Ant-Man, at the end of it, he takes the regulator apart and puts one of the expanding diskette thingies that he has in there, and he grows to a bigger size, which, if you think about it, if he was normal size, he did that, he would go to a giant man. So, but the toy is cool because it was like a minifig, but like, you know, giant minifig. It looks like you build them too. It's super dope.
That'd be weird.
All right.
Legs, body, head, arms.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. It's weird. You can look at the pictures up.
All right. So, Cody, your number one was?
Oh, I screamed it out when I walked in the room. Deadpool.
Deadpool.
And the reason this is my number one, I know this didn't make Joe's list.
Because it's rated R.
It is rated R. And brings me the second thing I wanted to talk about today. when I sent you the text message earlier in the week, you know, 2 days ago. The reason this is my number one, two things. Well, three things. The number one thing is rated R.
Mm-hmm.
It's officially rated R now. Not that we had any doubt that it was going to be rated R, because, like, the amount of violence in the Red Band trailer alone, the first Red Band trailer, not the leaked one, but, like, the first official Red Band trailer, should just be like, oh, well, obviously that's, like, rated that's R. Rated R. Yeah. But, like, did you see what it got rated R for, though? Graphic violence, strong language, or graphic language, and graphic nudity.
Yeah, because there's that stripper scene. We've already seen it.
Well, no, but, like, I want to know if there's more than that, though. Because there's, like, a butt shot, like, in the new one where they're pushing him in that weird vat bathtub thing of brown liquid.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, you see titties.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's, yeah, that's not...
Whoa.
That's graphic not cool. nudity.
Not really. Like,
nah, that's mild nudity at best. If you just see him walking around
the Expanse had almost that in it. And that's on Sci-Fi.
Nah. I didn't see it.
Yeah. But there's, like, silhouette of, like, bare booby in that
I read
one.
It. Does that count?
Nope.
But,
it's graphic in here.
So, and yeah,
it was
rated
actually
R,
graphic on the page, too.
Officially graphic super up there. He's like, who needs pictures?
Uh-uh.
Words.
Words.
But yes, it's rated R officially now. Thank you. The other one is, too, is the first rated R comp movie of a more known property.
Yeah, because I was going to say, wasn't Darkman rated R?
Yeah, but like, it's not really that's
known.
That's not really a comic book, though. That was a superhero. Mm. Now, if you go back to, you know, way back in the day to last year at the same time in February,
Watchmen.
You had Watchmen, but it's
that's not right.
That wasn't nearly as known, though. Like, to us it was, but like Deadpool was more in the
you think
like,
so?
Yeah, more well known. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
It's like
I'm not any other people, so
I would think that I would think that Watchmen would be more well known than Deadpool.
No, not at all. Not by the mass people who don't read comic books.
Yeah, but the mass people are going to sit there and go,
yeah, but
well, who's either of these?
Like, where are non-comic book fans getting Deadpool?
X-Men. Because he showed up in, like, cartoons and stuff. But he's out in the world. Like, you see Deadpool outside. Before this started happening, you saw him in other things. Like, he was very popular at that time. But the more casual, I guess, reader would know of him, but not as much the Watchmen.
I guess.
Was he in the X-Men? He wasn't in the X-Men cartoons.
Not the 90s one.
Not the 90s one.
But
they, no.
I mean, they had 100 different.
Yeah.
Like, I know he was
all,
in Ultimate Spider-Man for a few episodes.
So, like, he's been in things, so it'd be interesting to
so,
see
yeah,
that.
I know he's popped up in cartoons. That's a good point. He's popped up.
Because, I mean,
they don't make
last
Watchmen
year,
cartoons.
Yeah, yeah.
Giant
big
floppy
dick.
Exactly.
Everywhere.
I mean, they did, but it was for
full,
the release of the
full
movie.
Full page splash.
Yep, just...
Big
he's
blue
stand,
dick.
He's standing there in his fucking dick. Like,
that's the intro.
Saturday morning cartoon.
It just ends with Watchmen, and then it's like, just like tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, because it's like, yeah, it's like a big old clock with a big old cock. But like, so if you go back to last February, another rated R comic book movie came out called Kingsman.
Yeah,
that technically was the first, but that's not nearly as well known. Like, many people are like, oh, it's a comic book movie, like.
Yeah,
because like
didn't
I didn't
know.
See any superheroes, and it's like, you first off, that's not what that actually means.
Spy,
yeah,
super spy,
yeah. So it's gonna be interesting because he is more of he's in that realm, like the X-Men realm, but obviously there's X-Men in it. Even like Colossus is in it, and whatever that little girl's name is. But they mention the X-Men in it, so it's gonna be interesting to see like the first real R-rated comic book movie coming out from a major studio, no less.
No.
That's what's exciting to me.
What's really exciting is if it does well, it opens the door.
That's my third question.
Yeah.
What else do you think? Now, there are tons of things that could be made that would be rated R, but what do you think would this opens the door for, though? Like, what... Like... To
I mean,
me,
the first thing that comes to mind, and they're already kind of doing it, but a proper Punisher,
yeah,
would be the first thing that comes to my mind.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
But do you want a movie or a TV show though?
Yes.
Well, I mean, they're gonna do if it. They're already put them in Daredevil.
Yeah.
So it kind of.
That's what we got to work
that's,
with.
That's
so.
What we're going off of there. But that's ideally if we lived in a world where.
in a world
where it doesn't have to be all connected. Like, that's what I would do, is a proper Punisher movie. But then, I mean, there's so many. Like, Spawn, do a good Spawn movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, I think that, honestly, that would probably be the first one. Right? If Deadpool takes off, you got, like, Spawn's got to be right there kind of waiting, because it's been so long since the original movie, which wasn't very good. But
how dare you be completely correct about
that?
But now
you could base it more off the comic books, have it more violent, more dark, and give it that rated R.
And you wouldn't have to worry about the rated R for the violence that would happen when he dismantles people.
And rips people's heads off and cuts them in half, all kinds of weird shit. But yeah, probably Spawn. But you, I mean, you got, there's a shit ton that you've read that I haven't read. I mean, American Vampire doesn't need to be rated R, but I think it would help.
Yeah. I mean, the violence alone would probably push that towards an R.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, a non R rated vampire movie to me, it's Twilight at this point. You know what I mean?
Well, like, Fright Night is PG-13.
It was very close not to being PG-13.
Yeah, but it made it, though, and I thought that was a good movie. The remake
we're
talking about. Of course, the OG one was PG-13, but...
There was, there wasn't really much in it.
Nothing going on back then.
But, like, I'm saying, like, with American Vampire, they wouldn't have to cut things out, you know, not show certain things, you know? Like, they wanted to.
They've had Kick-Ass... too, but again, I don't think a lot of people knew.
It's not
that
a mainstream
was
one. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, that's what it means. Like, American Vampire wouldn't be what I would choose, because American Vampire is not that well known.
I'm trying to think of different properties, but Spawn and Punisher are kind of like I feel like those are just sitting there in the waiting blocks, waiting for Deadpool to do 300 mil and greenlight them. You know.
All right. So here's a twist on the question: what do you think DC's response would be to a Deadpool for the rated R?
See, but DC's already kind of has a darker, more violent, gritty tone to them.
Yeah, but I'm talking like,
but
language-wise. Me, I jumped to like something like Lobo.
Yeah.
Lobo, the only problem with Lobo being
the
made...
The Rock won't do it.
Well, that's true. Like, he'll fucking shit himself if he is like, God damn it, now they're going to make it, because he's the one who made it forever.
Yeah.
And now he's stuck playing Black Adam.
Maybe. Well, it's all renegotiable.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it hasn't made it yet, so I mean, I'm sure the ink's not completely dry yet, but so like something like that would be
Lobo's good.
I think their closest one. If they weren't gonna already
a Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider.
Like a good Ghost Rider. Like,
same in the same vein.
Well,
of
it's
Punisher,
funny because like if you really think about doing a Ghost Rider, it doesn't even have to be rated R.
It doesn't, but
because he doesn't really, like, I mean, he burns people up. I mean, they did that in the Nick Cage one.
Yeah, but you could, like, really fuck him up in a rated R one.
But if you did like that, like, because the big thing that turns a PG-13 movie into rated R is the amount of blood that you see on screen.
Like, Marvel's already kind of doing it with the Netflix shows. Like, Jessica Jones would have been rated R.
Well, so did Daredevil. I mean, that fucking dude slams his head on that fucking broken
but, like,
fence and
they
just, you see it.
They could have a little bit more editing. It wouldn't have changed that much, I don't think, with Daredevil. But, like, Jessica Jones was for sure rated R.
I mean, the language, she threw F-bombs around like fucking crazy.
The
sex scenes, though, you could easily manipulate those not to be
as
graphic.
Yeah, but they were way... But
oh yeah,
what
they
showed was
it's funny because they didn't show any nudity in those.
Yeah, but they
it
showed
was just the
full
act, yeah, like full fucking, penetration. Yeah,
full penetration.
Yeah, it's so, like it's the way they do it. I mean, because really, like, there's some TV shows now that like you see that in, but like that one was just because it was like the amount of time I guess they focused on it.
I would, I mean, you could do. I guess if the rated R comic book genre takes off, and this wouldn't be right away by no means, but I think you could finally get to Invincible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big budget though for a movie
that nobody's really
read the comics. Like,
and that's the thing is like that falls away from it. Like, what big property do you think they could sell easily with the radar? Because like you have,
like I said, it would be down the line. Like the whole genre would have to kick in before they start saying, "Okay, rated R comic books."
But what do you think if this one takes off for Fox/Marvel? What property could you imagine?
The second Suicide Squad movie?
You think it would go like something like that?
I think Suicide Squad 2, because then you can't make Batman rated R. No. I would like to see Batman in a little bit of a cameo in a rated R Suicide Squad movie. I get the vibe that Suicide Squad's pretty close anyway.
I mean, it can be.
Yeah.
It should be, but
I'm just saying that's what I get the vibe from.
Yeah.
So
they're gonna push the edge,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit, the envelope, as they say. Because I mean, I was thinking about this, and that's why I wanted to talk about it, see if you guys could think of anything that I didn't like. Mainstream wise, there's tons of non-mainstream ones that, like, no one's really, like, the majority of people haven't heard of, you know, like an American Vampire.
Yeah.
I mean, for the most part, Suicide Squad really. Nobody really knew of until they announced it, and then.
But they're, you know, they hear Joker, and they're like, oh,
and Harley Quinn, like the Joker and Harley Quinn. Jesus, they're like a known thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But like Suicide Squad, they're like, well, what the fuck is that? Like, why is that a thing?
So that's why I'm saying that's why they needed Joker in it.
Yeah.
Like Harley Quinn helped, but Joker's the selling point. Yes,
for sure. But like I was trying to think of it as like, you know, Spawn's a good one because Spawn's a pretty well known.
Yeah.
Thing, but I mean mainly because it's been made already.
It had a successful cartoon run on HBO too.
Yeah, so, unless you ask some people and then they're like, "Oh, it was garbage."
Well, I mean, it wasn't great, but
it was great for what it was, right?
Like,
yeah, it was a bunch, yeah.
So yeah, like
it was good for what it was. Successful
in terms of being around long enough for people to see it. Spawn, Punisher, Suicide Squad could definitely get there, or even if it's just a spinoff of Suicide Squad, like you know what I mean, if it's
Joker and Harley,
or even
just murder
Will Smith,
Deadshot.
If it's like a Deadshot movie, and they have the balls to go rated R on something like that, because you know Suicide Squad already kind of pushed the envelope, and Deadpool knocked it out of the park. If all those things fall into place, I feel like that could.
The only thinking of that, like the Will Smith, like Deadshot type thing. The only thing that hinders that from being like a thing is if you with Deadpool, yes, he's not exactly the best of good guys, but like they're showing him being a good guy at this point, you know, like he's going after the worst people, you know, like the people who are worse than he is because they did kidnap his girl and blah blah blah. But no stretch of the imagination is he a good guy. Like he's not, you know, knocking people out. He's shish kabocking people, you know what I mean? Like he's killing bitches. Like at the one point in the new trailer, he like slices that dude's head and kicks it in another guy.
Yeah,
like he kicks the severed head like at another dude. I'm like, that's fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
But like a Deadshot movie, would he be Deadshot as we know him as like the mercenary killing people, or would he be going after a worse guy? You know what I mean?
Well, I don't know. Like you kind of have to wait and see how Suicide Squad plays. I'm just saying those are. The most likely possibilities if they want to tip their toe a little bit more in these more well-known properties for rated R movies. Because, I mean, I think there's a market. Like if you just look over the past few years, rated R movies have done much better than they ever had. So, in all genres, too. I mean, if you go, and it's dating back a little bit, but, like, Hangover being a comedy,
rated R comedy
that was grossed nobody. Nobody thought it was going to $250 million and spawned two sequels, which, granted, they both got progressively worse, but they're still entertaining and they still made a lot of fucking money. So, but as far as like well known, I think, I mean, because of stuff like 300 and Sin City and Watchmen, like there's been successful ones, but
like those ones are popular. The source material is popular,
but not.
But if you were walking down the street, like, hey, who's Watchmen? They're like, guy who who's fixes Warshack, fucking Watchmen. You know what I mean?
People are going to be like, oh.
Yeah. Like, you may get more people now because of the movie, but before that, you'd be like, I don't know who that is. Like, that's the thing with the stuff that the psychiatrist gives me. Make sure I'm not going to kill any more cats. Like, that sort of thing, you know? But, like, if you walk down the street now and said, hey, who's Deadpool? Before this movie came out, obviously, like, it's everywhere now, so it's harder to say. But, like, people would know who Deadpool was for the most part. Because like they would literally give you like, oh, he's that X-Men guy.
Yeah.
Even though technically he's never really been an X-Men, he's been an X-Forceman, but like that sort of thing, like that mainstream, like where enough people.
Some people would be like, isn't he that character with his mouth sewn shut that fought Wolverine at the end of that one movie?
They never called him Deadpool though.
I know, but
called him Weapon 12. Or Weapon 11 or what do they call them?
Weapon dumb as fuck.
Wasn't it 12? Because Sabretooth was technically 11. Whatever. Shitty was what it was.
Yeah.
But you know, I was.
You could give me a rated R Wolverine movie, for Christ's sake.
That's like, the only thing like I could think of was really, but like the problem with that is, well, not the problem. I think the only thing they wouldn't do is because of the. It's so tightly closely tied to the.
But it's already well established that if Hugh Jackman is your Wolverine, you could take your kids to it.
Yeah.
And I mean, that kind of sucks because I like Hugh Jackman, but.
Because really, like.
That fucks us from.
The Wolverine, the second one, the better of the two Wolverine movies they made so far, was really violent. Yeah, but because they didn't show any blood.
And they fought a giant robot at the end, so they didn't. Yeah.
Like, or, you know. Like,
he had some cool stuff in that one.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, not being able to shut his powers off that way, but whatever, you know. Ipso facto. Like, that's, like, Wolverine was, like, the first thing my mind jumped to, like, mainstream-wise. I was like, oh, Wolverine, like, how fucking badass would that, like, eviscerating people? And he like, runs by and just, like, berserker mode, just three slices through and just, like, ribbons this dude's guts to come spilling out. He's like, yeah, I got you, like, that sort of thing. I thought, the other thing, too, is I thought, like, the other half of Batman, like, would be, like a Red Hood type movie. Like, that'd be dope. That was, like, that could be rated R, for sure. But then you'd have to, like, at that point, you're like, oh, you have to introduce Red Hood, and...
Well, but, I mean, if you think about it, if our theory, or not our theory, but the theory that was introduced, and all signs kind of point to yes, about the Joker being a Robin, I mean, that's not far-fetched to think that Red Hood is a arc in the movie world that they want to get to.
Yeah.
That's kind of laying the groundwork for it.
We'd have to be more of a prequel, though.
Yeah, you can go back and forth, but they can mess up the, you know what I mean? It doesn't
matter. The only reason why is because if Jared Leto's Joker is Jason Todd, turning him to Red Hood at that point would be, to me, story-wise, would be a little bit harder to do because, like, obviously...
Yeah, but you can make a different Joker or a different Robin Red Hood, too.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is like, if he was Jason Todd, you'd have to make a different Robin.
Yeah.
Like, I would say, like, pushing the boundaries of, like, having a Damian-style character in a Batman movie.
Yeah.
Where, like, he does actually...
Damian-style shit?
Like, slices somebody's head off, you know? Yeah. Like, brings it to Bruce. Like, this is what I was trained to do type thing, you know? But, again, that's...
We'll never get a Batman movie rated R, though.
No, not at all.
Like I said, the best hope is... A Suicide Squad movie, a Red Hood movie, you know, something of that nature with a Batman appearance in it. But we'll never get a Batman rated R movie.
No.
Pussies.
Just like we won't get a Hugh Jackman Wolverine movie. We might get the next Wolverine to do a rated R movie, which would be dope, but yeah, but probably not.
Yeah.
We would have to find a new Wolverine first.
Oh, yeah.
So that would be difficult, but...
I would have liked to have seen an old man Logan, but just because you have all the other characters in it, then you wouldn't be able to do it.
I want them just to do it animated, just so I could see it, you know what I mean? Like, so they could do it properly.
Yeah.
But good animated, though, because, like, a lot of the animation they do is garbage.
Yeah.
So.
It's true.
Yeah. Well.
So, yeah. Apparently Joe doesn't have anything, no properties you can think of.
No, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, it was a really tough like thing. Like I was like, I don't like, I can't truly think of anything off the top of my head that like I would like, oh yeah, this.
And I also want to point out like we talked when you're out of the room, we talked about some of the other movies that are coming out that we really want to see, but a lot of the reasons some of them didn't make the list, like me when Magnificent Seven, is I haven't seen anything.
Yeah.
From it yet.
It could be so, hot shit.
Yeah, I mean, the first trailer could be the worst thing ever. Whatever. I really, really want to see Deadpool, but because it just dawned on me, and we'll just say it real quick, I want to see Suicide Squad.
Is there another one?
Yeah. Simply for the fact that the tone that was set in the trailer is exactly what I wanted it to be. I'm a huge Harley Quinn fan because my intro to Batman was the animated series, the Bruce Timm and all those guys. So getting to see Harley Quinn in live action is pretty phenomenal. And then Jared Leto's take so far, what we've seen on the Joker, is just perfect in terms of different enough and still probably the craziest one we've seen, you know?
Yeah.
So everything about it has piqued my interest, probably to the max that it could be. So number one for me. But yeah, Deadpool's gonna be dope as fuck, though.
That was on my list for a little while too. Like, that was very high on the list.
Because I really like that director too. Again, and I've noticed that recently, it's been more like, I don't know if I want to see this, and then I'll see who's making it and who wrote it. It's like, oh, David Ayers is fucking, like, I like his stuff,
yeah,
like a lot. Even, you know, in The Watch and Sabotage are, like, I really like. And Sabotage didn't do that great. In The Watch did a lot better, but I really liked it. It's a gritty, you know, he's got a real unique way of shooting stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun.
I agree.
That's what I'm looking forward to. That's that.
Yeah.
But anything also else? Deadpool.
Yeah.
Gonna be dope too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't want, like, oh, hopefully on paper, like, just like I said with Star Wars, like, potentially it could be garbage.
No.
But obviously, like, they are putting a lot of faith in it because, I mean, they're like, they've come out, like, they've stayed true to a lot of things they want to do. Like, we were going to make a rated R one. It came out and it's rated R. Like, I'm sure they shot stuff and they shot scenes just so they could throw them in there to make it that rated R. Like, if we just get the language in there enough to make it, we're like, we can't fucking make this PG-13. Like, if you don't cut out TJ Miller saying fuck 19 times in one scene. Then we can't give you anything but R. And they're like, yeah, you can't give anything but R. You know what I mean? Like, we want, I don't know if you
got him.
like we came in here hoping, like, we've already printed posters with R on it. So, like, we were hoping he was going to give us the R. So that sort of stuff. Like, Suicide Squad, which have they rated it yet officially?
No.
I know Batman has already been rated officially.
It's not officially rated.
I mean, assuming PG-13. For violence wise, they might have to cut it down to be PG-13. Yeah. But like those people, like those characters, you could easily get just on violence alone.
I don't know why, but I want to see Killer Croc bite somebody's face.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like, just,
I don't know why, but as soon as I heard Killer Croc was in it, I was like, he better bite someone, like a big
fucking, I would be almost like face. I would be almost okay if, like, after a big fight, you see him walking by with like a bone, like a defleshed bone arm, you know, and he's like, just tosses it, like, nonchalant, just like, you know, so graphic,
and then
like,
picks his teeth,
yeah, just like throws it off the side, and it's like, you know, what's next, you know, like that kind of stuff. Like, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, he's not,
and get prepared. Most of the characters you see in this movie are gonna get killed off, by the way,
easily,
yeah.
If not in this
Suicide
one,
Squad's too goddamn big, this is too many people. So, all those like weird characters, you're like, why are they putting them in? Fucking dead, I promise you.
Diablo,
gone.
Rick Flag, maybe not, but that other dude that's in it, the one that
Boomerang,
yeah, like, oh, Boomerang can definitely go bye bye. Even though I like
Rick Flag's got to stay.
Yeah, Rick Flag, I think,
because the only reason he's got to stay is because that was originally Tom Hardy, and they weren't gonna kill off Tom Hardy.
Yeah,
you see, Tom Hardy was pretty pissed. He had to leave Suicide Squad.
He was pissed, but he was also like kind of like not wanted to leave, but like he wanted a bigger role in it.
Yeah, well, the sequel would have been his bigger role.
Yeah, but when they have to replace everybody because Harley's gone and Joker's gone, and well, Harley could still be there, but
Harley's gonna be there.
Yeah, they're pushing it a lot. So I mean, technically, all
right, wrap it up.
Next up, I'm just kidding. I get, you know, it's okay. That's it for this week, I guess. We're over an hour.
Good time.
So comes naturally, we are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you just came naturally.